According to a new report released by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, carbon emissions from forests are down by 25% between 2001 and 2015. Better forest management and slowing down in deforestation are contributing to emission reduction. With this positive news, however, the new figures also show that emissions from forest degradation are going up. But to explain more, Kenneth McDicken, a senior forestry officer with FAO, joins me now. Mr. McDicken, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So there's good news in this latest report. As I mentioned, carbon emissions from forests are down by 25%. What does that mean exactly, and why have these numbers decreased?
I think, as you pointed out, there are reductions in the amount of land that's now in forest that are being cleared and converted to other uses. The common source of emissions from land use has been the clearing of forest, primarily for agriculture. So when that clearing takes place, the wood that is stored is either burned or allowed to decay into the atmosphere, which adds to the greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere. That rate of forest loss and that conversion is slowing in some countries, particularly some countries in the tropics and in the developing world. That's part of the story. The other part of the story is that forests continue to grow. And there are parts of the world, some regions, where that growth is exceeding the emissions. So they are net sinks for greenhouse gases. In other words, they're removing more greenhouse gas from the atmosphere than they're adding.
Now, emissions from forest degradation have significantly increased between 1990 and 2015. So why is that?
I think the term degradation itself is a difficult one. It implies that the forests are somehow falling apart and that they're no longer as vibrant as they once were. In some cases, that is the case, but in many cases, it's not. There are other aspects of this story that are important in that our interest in detecting what we call degradation, in this sense, is increased. And in previous times, forests have opened up for a variety of reasons, whether it's human-caused, harvesting trees for wood products, or collecting fuel, or whether it was from natural disaster, fire, insects, diseases. All those have caused some reduction in carbon stock, which in this case has been referred to as degradation. So it's not all particularly a negative, irreversible trend. Degradation can almost always, in many of these forest cases, be reversed. So that's also part of the good news, is that this component of the emissions is reversible.
Regarding carbon sinks, which you touched on a bit earlier, could you give me a brief overview of what's happening globally in the different regions?
Basically, in the north, in the temperate and boreal forests in North America, Europe, Russia, forest carbon sinks are still increasing at different rates, but they are increasing. In those regions, more carbon is being stored in forest than is being emitted. Africa, Asia, and Latin America all have sinks that in some cases are decreasing. In other cases, not perhaps so much. In Oceania, dominated, of course, by Australia, there is no discernible trend. That trend seems to be pretty flat.
Now that the study is available, how does this help improve the situation globally?
I think it helps to point direction of future action to forest conversion and what drives that. And it helps raise the question for organizations like FAO and many others of how to best produce more food for a growing population. The two main approaches have been in the past, clear more land for farming or produce more food on the same amount of land. If we're concerned about emissions from forested land or the loss of forest or the loss of the biodiversity and habitats that are part of forests, then we also have to be concerned about expansion of agriculture into these areas. That means we also have to think much harder about the intensification of agriculture, producing more food on the same amount of land.
Mr. McDicken, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.